This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our story today is the story of choice. How do my choices, my everyday choices, affect my life and my afterlife? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about a story in advance, a story that will take place in paradise, an experience, a conversation about two friends, one who made it to paradise and one who did not. Two friends who were very close in this world, one who made the right choice and one who did not. And the one who did not make the right choice tried to cause the other to doubt, tried to make the other lose his faith. Do you really believe you're going to be resurrected? Do you really believe in an afterlife? He would ask him, as is mentioned in the story. And this person ended up not making it to paradise. The one who made it to Jannah is telling the others around him in paradise about this friend. He used to try to make me doubt. He used to try to cause me to be shaken in my faith by asking this question about resurrection, the afterlife. Do you really believe? Do you really think? Do you really pray? Do you really practice in such a way? Because belief in God and the afterlife changes your entire life here in this world, and as a result affects you, your goals, your ambitions, and all of society, because you're working for a greater and more noble goal. You're working for your ultimate purpose. And the one in paradise looks at the one in the hellfire and he says, by Allah, you almost caused me to be ruined as well. Your choice almost destroyed my choice. Your choice was almost a factor for me to also not make it to paradise. But by Allah's grace, وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. By Allah's grace, I was saved. Had it not been for Him, I as well would have been in the hellfire. May Allah protect us all. Brothers and sisters, in short, the choices you make every day affect your entire life. And we know this. The choice to study for that exam is not like the choice to study and prepare for it. The foods that you eat affect your mind, your body, your productivity. This is well known. So make the right choice. The things that you read affect your mind and what you think about day and night and how you feel and your views on the world as well. So make the right choice when it comes to what you read. The companionships that you choose, the friends that you choose, the books that you choose, the movies and TV shows affect you in so many ways, directly and indirectly. And we will see the impact of companionship on the day of resurrection. The friends that you choose matter. The books that you read matter. The movies and TV shows, the games that you play, the person that you marry, the place you live in, the places you visit, and so on and so forth. All of these things matter. And these are choices you make that affect and shape your life and your afterlife, and they shape the lives of other people as well. So choose the influences of goodness, and you will find yourself celebrating for that in the next life eternally. Life is too short to waste on bad influences. And paradise is too great and magnificent to risk losing it because of some fun companionship in this life. And that ultimately causes you to feel abandoned on the day of resurrection. Hellfire is too hot for people to joke around with things that are prohibited and arrogant. Death is too close and too near for us to procrastinate making the right choices. So let us wisely and humbly make the right choices, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to celebrate as a result of that, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always grant us the wisdom and the environmental factors and the beneficial knowledge and the friends and the family that will help us to facilitate as well the right choices for us and for society. Allahumma ameen.